Again, if you're just joining us, this is Parallels in Jeremiah, and we're on part 4, 2. This is a very hard thing for me to do, but I'm getting through it. It's not an easy message, but it's a necessary one. Let me just state again, just in case you're just joining us, that this is protected material. However, you can make as many copies as you want in any form that you want. Please, I encourage you to do so. Please spread it to friends and family. And may the Lord of Heaven, Jesus Christ, bless you for listening to this presentation. Jeremiah 22, verse 21. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou sayest, I will not hear. This has been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. 22:22. The wind shall eat up all thy pastors, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded of thy wickedness. America, an American, all lowercase, Christian brothers and sisters, who do you think gave this prosperity to you? America, in our prosperity, we are like Israel and will not hear the word of the Lord. Since our inception, we have been hard of hearing, but it is only getting worse with each generation. From our youth, we have not obeyed his voice. I speak to myself here. Where is my faith? I have went the way of my fathers, and I'm being helped out of the pit of my own disobedient ungratefulness by God, who is causing me to be grateful. The wind shall eat up thy pastors like Israel. The wind of false spirits and false doctrines have destroyed our pastors. There are a few men of God left, but not very many, that warn of the things to come if we decide to continue to defy this holy God. We are able to be redeemed, and if we choose not to, that is a travesty of highest order. Jeremiah 23:1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 22:2. Therefore thus saith the Lord, all caps, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord, all caps. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. God is serious about his word and his people. So woe to the pastors that scatter the sheep of the pasture. Though the problem is not all a pastor problem, the pastors that scatter the sheep and not visit them, who is them in Israel in this passage? I think it means to disperse the rejected sheep, but still sheep and not goats. This, however, is not the point. The point is, where is the passion of Christ in this hour to reach the lost for the kingdom? I, lowercase, preach again to myself as I, lowercase, am very shy and have used that as an excuse. And I want God to change me, where the only rejection I fear is his, and have a love of God that casts out all fear. God promises the enemy will not get all the shepherds, but he will have faithful ones as well. Jeremiah 23:9. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All of my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine have overcome, because of the Lord, all captured because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane, yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord, all captured. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as a slippery ways in the darkness, and they shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. Wow. The prophet of God has a broken spirit. Where are the men of God that are shaken because Jesus and because of the words of his holiness? The land is full of adulterers, yea, America like Israel. That is the pronouncement against us as well. The prophet and the priest in America, we just call them prophets and ministers, are profane instead of holy, and even in the house of the Lord. As everywhere we go, now we are the house of God. In addition, they are now no longer that way in private only, but some are openly so. Please understand that wickedness is not as man sees, but as God sees. The Holy God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, promises they will be judged severely. What judgment was the Lord referring that he would bring such drastic judgment? Or what wickedness, rather, was the Lord referring he would bring such drastic judgment? Jeremiah 23:13. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. And I have also seen in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hand of the evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Both houses of Israel are included here. The first is prophesying falsely by idols. God called that a folly. The second is committing adultery, walking in lies, and strengthening the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. God called this group as Sodom and Gomorrah. Are you paying attention? Sin that is blatant is as bad as idolatry, and maybe worse. God calls them all like Sodom and Gomorrah. Jeremiah 23:15. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak of vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. All caps. They say unto them that despise me, the Lord, all caps, have said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. God said they were telling people that despised God, they are okay. You are blessed and no evil will come upon you. Does this sound familiar? Prosperity teachers and false grace teachers abound in America. Jeremiah 23:18. For who have stood in the counsel of the Lord, and who have perceived and heard his word, who marked his word and heard it? Jeremiah 23:19. Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord, all caps, shall not return until he have executed, until he perform the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. Or ye shall consider it perfectly, rather. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. This was Jeremiah 23:18-21. Jeremiah 23:22. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. So they will get the judgment of the wicked. However, God made a statement that grieves me, as he said, these men actually stood in his counsel, or had these men actually stood in his counsel, and caused the Israelites to hear God's word, that they would have turned Israel from their evil way and the evil of their doings. Wow, we need more men of God that will arise in this hour and proclaim the word against the false words of men that have not heard from God. In our day, much like theirs, we hear teachers that tell us what we want to hear and not what we need to hear from the Lord. Jeremiah 23:23. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, all caps, and not a God afar off? 23:24. Can any hide himself in secret places that I should not see him, saith the Lord, all caps? Do I not fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? These wicked men and women laugh and say, what suckers to believe us, or they are deceived by the money to be made in such things. Either way, God sees and will repay them. America, stop listening to the wrong voices and repent and come back to the living God as He wants to save you and desires for you to repent and ask and the prophecies of woe, rather, against this nation not come to pass. America, we have had time to repent, and now God is judging us. But even then, if we repent, He is full of mercy. But we will not heed the lessons of the Bible. But if we will not heed the lessons of the Bible, rather, we will be uprooted from being a nation. May God grant repentance to all who mourn over sin in this country.